Hello guys. Okay. Hope you're doing really well. It's been a very long time since I've recorded a boom or a boom. Since I've recorded on this app basically, and I do apologise, but I hope that you've all enjoyed my loads of previous posts and stuff. There's quite a lot that you can enjoy on my account, so I hope that you've been doing that, if anyone has visited my profile at all. But anyway, it's been a very long time since I've posted, since the time that I said I went to that music party, I have done a lot of recordings on my phone still, because I'm, hence so many posts on Audio Boom. I do like recording, you know, it's evidence of that. I love doing little recordings of atmosphere and things. And I'm sure that in good time I'll probably put some of those recordings up, because I have quite a few really cool recordings that I know all of you guys will enjoy. But basically, the app has been really bad on my phone. It's basically been crashing when I try and record something, especially if it's something I really did want to record, like, for example, that music party. I actually did multiple times try and do an audio boom of it, and it just wouldn't let me record, which is very strange. I have a feeling it's something to do with my phone, because now I've got a really nice new phone, so it's not a 6S, but it's a 6, and I'm loving it, because I had a lot older phone. So I'm hoping and like praying that the app works a lot better now. It could also be to do with the internet connection, because I know that the app does run out on internet connection, but you know, I've done recordings where I haven't had any internet connection and then I've posted them, so I don't know, it's weird. Anyway, hoping to have a lot more luck and better experiences on the app, because I do love it and I do love the recordings I have on here. So yeah, I hope everyone's really good. I've graduated from uni in July, and yeah, it was good. It was an amazing experience, as I'm sure you could tell from my boos, and I really miss it, but at the same time I'm like, I guess, you know, it's a chapter in my life, and it's bound to end, doesn't it? Looking for a job, can't find one at the moment, but I am teaching, so hoping to do more of that, as well as keep on applying stuff, and just keeping myself busy, really. So, yeah, not so interesting, but, you know, there's a lot of things that I have from uni and after that, and I will always try and get out and about and probably do random boos as well. So, yeah. Maybe I'll just do random talking boos as well. I've joined quite a few groups on Facebook, and they're really interesting groups. Yeah. I went to Rome in June, and I do regret not getting recordings of it, but I don't know, I just felt as if I didn't want to be hampered by thinking I need to record. Weirdly enough, I didn't mind in the concert, because I was still enjoying the music, but I just wanted to enjoy the holiday as it was. I didn't want to be thinking about, let's do this, let's record this. I got my friend to just worry about the social media aspect. I just didn't want to think about it, I just wanted to take it in as it was. And there were things I could have recorded. For example, when we went to this restaurant, we sat down and then the guy offered us free champagne and he poured it into like flutes, and just so many things I could have recorded, like just Italian being spoken around. And I think there was a couple of times where I was tempted, but I don't know, it's a shame, but I know I'll be doing a lot more travelling, I really want to, so I'm definitely trying to save up slowly but surely to fulfill that dream and travel to other places and go back to Italy again. It was amazing, and I got really sad when I left, because I didn't go for that long as well. So, yeah, it was great, and the food was out of this world and whatnot. So, yeah, I definitely recommend you all go to Italy and Rome. And yeah, the White Bar was amazing, and I don't really remember what the pizzeria we went to was called. It was very good. It was near our hotel, the Parlamento Hotel. There are a few hotels in one building, actually, but our one was called Parlamento. And the pizzeria was basically a couple minutes walk from the hotel. It's quite near the centre, so there was a lot of amazing places. And there's one, Valentino's Gelateria, so it sells gelatos. And then there was another one called Giletti, that also sells gelato. There's a lot of amazing ice cream places, but the one I liked the best, the one I had an out-of-world foodgasm experience with, was... sorry about that. San Crispino, I think it was called San Crispino. We found some amazing places on TripAdvisor, but we also found some not so great places on TripAdvisor. We didn't go to the Vatican, which I'm annoyed about, but we did a lot of other things. Like, we went to Trevi Fountain, we went to the Pantheon and the Colosseum. I took quite a few photos on the Spanish Steps, because our hotel was quite near the Spanish Steps. So we had good, good vantage point, I guess. And we went to this other fountain, El Piazza di Navona. And what else? Oh, really nice places that we went to. And the restaurant that we went to where they gave us free champagne was very, very posh. And I was like, oh my god, all I'm hearing is English. I want to hear Italian. And trust me, the pizzeria I told you about earlier, which unfortunately I don't know the name of, was amazing. Everyone was local, but then there were obviously a few tourists and stuff. And it was so good. And the White Bar as well. Very, very, very lovely people. Very sweet and very good tasting, well mixed beverages. What else? Beverages, yes, you know what kind of beverages I'm on about. But what else? Yes, the beverage, the cocktail that I had in that horrible restaurant. It wasn't actually horrible, it was another restaurant that we found. After the posh one. The posh one was lovely, we had some ravioli. But then when we went to the other one, it was so... The pizza was nice. It was nice. It was a small portion compared to the pizzeria. It gave us huge portions you can't even finish, which I love. But they gave us really... Oh. I'm really sorry, I'm having really bad... technical issues already. Like, it's saying the time remaining it was stuck to a certain amount. I was like, oh my god, imagine it's not recording. Anyway, let me quickly wrap this up, because you guys are gonna be like, hey, this is all over the place. But oh well, I just want to post something. So yeah, we heard English and American around us, and we're like, oh no, not again. The pizza was nice. Cherry tomato rocket, different herbs and cheese, not too bad. But the cocktail was absolutely horrific. I mean, I got one that had egg white in it, which I don't know why I did, but I think it's because all the fruit sounded really good. And then I ended up drinking my friend's mojito, and I was an idiot because I feel bad. I still to this day feel bad because she had to drink my other one, and it tasted rank. And I still feel bad. But I think we made up for it, because the white place, it's called White, really lovely place, really chilled. And exactly what we wanted. Just relaxed, friendly people, and delicious tasting things. So, I don't know, guys. You guys should totally go to Rome and go to Italy. I want to go to other places in Italy, for sure. Anyways, hope you're doing well. I might do a full recount of Italy, even though I've done a kind of summarized account. But yeah, take care, Bonnie. I love you. Sorry we're not posting in so long, but yeah, take care.